just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, I got passed by the House of Representatives here. And Trump was so happy he bought everyone beer. But then it went and called me mean. And I think I maybe know why. Cause if I pass, you'll probably die.
Why did they wait until the last minute to show you to anyone?
Maybe they just thought I was too good looking.
The new healthcare bill is not for everyone. It should not be used by people who've had cancer, people living with HIV or AIDS, people who have Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, or Crohn's disease, people with acne, that's right, acne, people with seasonal allergies, food allergies, pet allergies, gluten allergies, people who are addicted to alcohol, people who are addicted to illegal drugs, people who are addicted to legal drugs, people who are prescribed drugs for conditions like attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, seasonal affective disorder, panic disorder, or anxiety over the fact you may not be eligible for healthcare if you've ever felt restless, fatigued, irritable, anxious, or had trouble sleeping, because if you are a woman who had a baby via C-section, you may not be eligible for health insurance, and neither will your new baby if your baby is born too early, too late, too light, too heavy, with a congenital defect, or with a hereditary defect. The new healthcare bill may also be wrong for women who've ever experienced an irregular menstrual cycle, an irregular pap smear, cervical cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, or women who've survived sexual assault, domestic assault, or suicide, or actually, women in general. If you are a woman, the new healthcare bill may not be right for you.
Attention all right-wing and even righter-wing members of Congress. If you are currently experiencing feelings of despair and frustration because the Affordable Care Act has not yet been repealed and replaced, you may be a perfect candidate for an important clinical study. If you are upset that Medicaid has not been cut and millionaires have not yet received a substantial tax cut, the Institute for Empathetic Studies encourages you to call this number. This study seeks individuals with mutated or even missing empathy genes. If you recently sought legislation that would allow insurers to hike rates on the sick or dying, we urge you to participate in this important study. If you are despondent that over 22 million have not yet lost their health coverage, you may be just the right subject for empathetic gene research.
It's kind of like Alex Jones's radio show. Like, I get that it exists somewhere and that a certain number of people who don't wash properly listen to it. Like, I know it's out there, but I don't really acknowledge it's a thing that matters. Not even Alex Jones believes what he says matters. No, seriously, in court recently, his lawyer said on his behalf, he's playing a character. He is a performance artist.
Twitter, we thank you for your mission so fair. You keep him distracted beneath long flowing hair. He types and he tweets in a mad morning ritual. Please keep him right there in a world that is virtual. We thank you, good Twitter. Let him even the score. At least he's not launched a preemptive war, nor started a system of torture and jail like that guy we once knew who is now painting his nails. He loves all that stuff. He'll tweet it to you. His plans are pure evil. He's got so much to do. But first, to the phone, Ghost Commander in Tweet, where he'll jab at that Mika, throw out some red meat, and then retweet a clip that plays to the bass. He's all over the world by just sitting in place. Of course, let him fight, flame, and tweet what's not factual. Just keep him away from things that are actual. Give him more buttons to tweet, post, and share, lest he find all those buttons that launch through the air. Dear Twitter, keep him online as long as you can, or else he might nuke the Sea of Japan.
Existing conditions and give a huge tax cut to billionaires?
You're an adorable little scamp, aren't you?
I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a...
Wait! Didn't the Affordable Care Act have over a year of public hearings with dozens of amendments from both Republicans and Democrats?
New Kung Fu Kenny.
Throw a steak off the ark to a pool full of sharks, he'll take it. Leave him in the wilderness with a sworn nemesis, he'll make it. Take the gratitude from him, I bet he show you something more. Chip a nigga a little bit of nothing. I chip a nigga a little bit of nothing. I chip a nigga a little bit of nothing. I chip a nigga, then throw the blower in his lap. Walk myself to the court like, bitch, I did that. X-rated. Johnny don't wanna go to school no more, no more. Johnny said books ain't cool no more. Johnny wanna be a rapper like his big cousin. Johnny caught a body yesterday, I was hustling. God bless America, you know we all love him.
Yesterday I got a call like from my dog, like 101. Said they killed his only son because of insufficient funds. He was sobbing, he was mobbing, way belligerent and drunk. Talking out his head, philosophy on what the Lord had done. He said, kid, I can you pray for me? It's been a fucked up day for me. I know that you anointed, show me how to overcome. He was looking for some closure, hoping I can bring him closer to the spiritual. My spirit do no better, but I told him I can't sugarcoat the answer for you. This is how I feel. If somebody killed my son, that means somebody getting killed. Tell me what you do for love, loyalty and passion of all the memories collected, moments you can never touch. I wait in front of niggas body watching me this block. I catch a nigga leaving service if that's all I got. I chip a nigga then throw the floor in his lap. Walk myself to the court like, bitch, I did that. Ain't no black power when you're with you, my coward. I need to keep the peace. Don't you fuck up when the hours it be murder in the street. If he bites in the hour, get a rapey on the street. Paramedics on the down. Let somebody touch my mama, touch my sister, touch my woman, touch my daddy, touch my niece, touch my nephew, touch my brother. You should chip a nigga, then throw the floor in his lap. Matter of fact, I'm about to speak at this convention, call you back.
All right, kids, we're gonna talk about gun control.
Pray for me.
How is the empathy gene replaced with cruelty? All these questions and more are what the dedicated researchers at the Institute for Empathetic Studies aim to find out. To show our appreciation for your participation in this clinical study, we will lower your tax rate by 15% and remove 3 elderly people from their nursing home.
The great American flag.
Internet troll, food medications are not interacting well. Anyway, in order for there to be a healthcare debate, there needs to be two sides with some merit that can be argued about, right? But that's nowhere to be found in the healthcare debate right now. Instead, there are two sides, both of which are disingenuous, both of which are corrupted by big money, both of which are hardly even sides. Instead, they're just two separate spots in the center of whatever proverbial thing we're picturing. I'm picturing a duck, and I don't know why. I always picture a duck, but the debate should be, is our country wealthy enough to cover the healthcare of every man, woman, and child? If the answer is yes, then the answer is do it.
Yeah.
WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is The Furious One, WCOM Micropower Radio. Dr. Furious, Furious George Show. We're having some fun here this hot summer. And if you like what you're hearing, you can hear more about it just chilling out here on the radio dial at WCOM FM on the radio, or possibly even like on a podcast. Attention!
Attention, all right-wing and even writer-wing.
This show also might be offensive to some members, so...
Attention, all right-wing and even writer-wing.
Listener discretion is advised. Help support Microphone Radio by doing what you're doing right now, or kicking down some cashish. You can do that at WCOMFM.org. We're going to have some cool new music from Lou Kid and Lord Raja here coming up off a new album I just got. Thanks for listening to Microphone Radio. Furious!
Where does empathy go? How is the empathy gene replaced with cruelty?
Treatment for panic attacks, people who visited a therapist, people whose therapist has prescribed them 10 milligrams of Prozac, 20 milligrams of Prozac, or 40 milligrams of Prozac. People with depression over the fact there is a stigma over taking Prozac to treat depression, and that even if they do seek treatment, they may not be able to afford treatment if they've ever had trouble eating, sleeping, losing weight, gaining weight, or if you're a man who's had trouble getting or maintaining an erection. Just kidding. That's going to be fully covered by insurance.
A chocolate cake.
Well, it's a long, long road to the capital.
It just seems like something that affects 1/6 of the economy shouldn't be kept secret. People should have a chance to know what's in you, right? I mean, isn't this America? Are you gonna say something?
I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill.
Okay.
And the answer is yes. The other side of the debate should be, let them die. And I admit that side of the argument is a bit terse, but it's not without merit. As of last year, there were a mere 27 million Americans uninsured. But saying Obamacare is better is like saying it's better to catch crabs from sleeping with a hot young lady than to get it from a used gym towel. Sure, I guess. But shouldn't we just be focusing on the fact that you have crabs? And shouldn't you also switch gyms? I mean, it's... it's worth the $10 extra a month, man! Our healthcare system, both Obamacare and Trump care, is a travesty. It's a catastrophe. It's on par with your beloved dog getting hit by a truck that was carrying your favorite ice cream. So not only do you lose your best friend, but now your favorite ice cream tastes like profound sadness. Forever. Forever. Millions of people have filed for bankruptcy over the past decade because of healthcare costs. And rich people live on average 15 years longer than poor people, partially due to the cost of good healthcare. This unmitigated failure in the wealthiest country in the world will get even worse under any conceivable version of Trump care. It will kick millions of people off their insurance. To the ground so that Trump can go, I told you it would collapse. Most of Trump's presidency seems to be premised on the idea that he can just set up everything to collapse even further and then sell ugly hats that say, I fucking told you so.
Doctor if the new healthcare bill is right for you, especially if you're someone who doesn't have asthma, anemia, celiac disease, blood clots, colon polyps, colon cancer, bone cancer, lung cancer, or skin cancer. If you have had cancer, or at the risk of having cancer in the future, consult your doctor before considering a new healthcare bill. That is, if you already have a doctor. If you don't have a doctor, you may not be able to get one under the new healthcare bill. Call your doctor. I mean, you know what I mean. And try the new healthcare bill today.
It's a great group of people.
Details of the Senate healthcare bill have been revealed, and there's something we'd all like to say to you, Mitch McConnell. Congratulations! What an accomplishment. You and your fellow Republican senators deserve a huge round of applause. The House bill would kick 23 million people off their insurance, but you wouldn't stand for that. You said kicking 23 million people off their health insurance is just plain wrong. So you wrote a bill that kicks 22 million people off their health insurance. Bravo! Where others may have stood by and watched as Americans suffered from the scourge of being able to see a doctor, you took action. You're action heroes. You're American heroes. From our family to yours, thank you.
Your help, the Institute for Empathetic Studies aims to find out. Call now. Attention, all right-wing and even writer-wing members of Congress. If you are currently experiencing feelings of despair and frustration because the Affordable Care Act has not yet been repealed and replaced, you may be a perfect candidate for an important clinical study. If you are upset that Medicaid has not been cut and millionaires have not yet received a substantial tax cut, the Institute for Empathetic Studies encourages you to call this number. This study seeks individuals with mutated or even missing empathy genes.
calls it all, quote, a witch. The entire thing has been a witch hunt.
I'm rich.
I'll get you, you little witch. And you both get me.
I'm tired. Feeling like it's all been going wrong.
Single greatest witch hunt.
The president calls it all, quote, a witch hunt.
Reads and smells like a witch hunt.
The entire thing has been a witch hunt. And I am a witch.
I'll get you, you little witch.
Presidents and top officials on ethics rules is resigning. Office of Government Ethics Director Walter Schaub Jr. began dueling with Donald Trump even before Trump became president. They haven't been able to agree on how or even whether the Trump administration must comply with federal ethics laws.
Walter Schaub announced his resignation on Twitter. He posted an image of his letter to President Trump. It says public employees have to, quote, place loyalty to the Constitution, the laws, and ethical principles above private gain. White House spokeswoman Lindsay Walters said the White House, quote, accepts Mr. Schaub's resignation and appreciates his service.
You think it smells fine, but
it's a long way from last December when Schaub tried to persuade the incoming president to divest his hundreds of companies. He tried using a tweet storm, then a speech at a think tank's session on ethics.
The president-elect must show those in government and those coming into government after his inauguration that ethics matters.
Trump didn't divest. Unlike any previous presidents, he owns companies worldwide and the conflicts of interest they present. But that was hardly the only ethics battle between Schaub and the White House. The Office of Government Ethics urged new cabinet members to sell off assets that would cause conflicts of interest. It pressured the White House to publish the personal financial disclosure of top aides, which is supposed to be public by law. Schaub pushed for White House records and ethics waivers for appointees with conflicts. Norm Eisen is a former ethics counsel in the Obama administration.
Oh, Twitter, we thank you for your mission so fair. You keep him distracted neath long flowing hair. He types and he tweets in a mad morning ritual. Please keep him right there in a world that is virtual. We thank you, good Twitter. Let him even the score. At least he's not launched a preemptive war, nor started a system of torture and jail like that guy we once knew who's now painting his nails. He loves all that stuff. He'll tweet it to you. His plans are pure evil. He's got so much to do. But first, to the phone, Ghost Commander in Tweet, where he'll jab at that Mika, throw out some red meat, and then retweet a clip that plays to the bass. He's all over the world by just sitting in place. Of course, let him fight, flame, and tweet what's not factual. Just keep him away from things that are actual. Give him more buttons to tweet, post, and share, lest he find all those buttons that launch through the air. Dear Twitter, keep him online as long as you can, or else he might nuke the Sea of Japan.
So, what do you know yourself?
I'm more of a singer. I write songs, whereas lyrics, but I haven't put them to music yet.
What kind of music is going on?
I don't know yet.
I think Walt gets a lot of credit for that.
To almost everyone's surprise, many citizens really care. OGE started getting calls, letters, emails, Twitter followers. Here's Schaub in an April interview with NPR.
We've even had a couple days where the volume was so huge it filled up the voicemail box and we couldn't clear the calls as fast as they were coming in.
But at the same time, the White House controversies have cast a shadow over the federal ethics laws themselves. This is Danielle Bryan, head of the nonprofit Project on Government Oversight.
Previous administrations have sort of cared a lot about trying to do something about a violation of those conflicts of interest standards. And we have an administration now that honestly doesn't care.
Bryan said she used to assume existing laws were good enough to let people see whether or not the president had conflicts of interest.
It turns out that the laws don't do that. And Schaub, I think, made a valiant effort in trying to at least let the public understand what it is that we actually don't know.
Through all of this, Schaub has kept a low profile, as befits a career civil servant.
Really, he has been fairly quiet. I don't know that I could have said who was the head of the Office of Government Ethics before he spoke out.
This is Meredith McGeehee, a lobbyist for ethics reform and an advisor to the Campaign Legal Center. The center is where Schaub is moving later this month, a nonprofit group of lawyers who handle campaign finance, election law, and now ethics law. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
More about nutrition. An increasing number of experts are starting to ask, are vitamins really an adequate substitute for eating a healthy, balanced diet of rhinoceros horn? Although vitamins can help round out your diet, there really is no good alternative to eating plenty of fresh rhino horn, ideally 3 to 5 servings a day.
All of these healthcare plans are simply tinkering around the edges of a unique torture device designed to suck money out of desperate Americans and place it in the pockets of morbidly obese insurance companies. All right? By design. That is our system by design. They see past their differences to bond over the fact that they're all sociopaths. Sure, ideas such as universal health care exist, but they're only allowed like quick 3-minute shout-outs by Bernie Sanders before CNN plays him off like he's an Oscar speech that has gone on too long. You know, I really think everybody should get health care. Why are you pushing me? I think we have enough money. Okay, I'm going. The Democrats in California killed their own single-payer plan, even though they could have passed it if they had wanted to. By acting like this is a legitimate debate, we are subconsciously solidifying cultural acceptance of the idea that healthcare should be exploited for profit, all right? It should not. Stop dignifying that thought process at all.
Or anxiety over the fact you may not be eligible for health care if you've ever felt restless, fatigued, irritable, anxious, or had trouble sleeping because if you are a woman who had a baby via C-section, you may not be eligible for health insurance and neither will your new baby if your baby is born too early, too late, too light, too heavy, with a congenital defect, or with a hereditary defect. The new healthcare bill may also be wrong for women who've ever experienced an irregular menstrual cycle, an irregular pap smear, cervical cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, or women who've survived sexual assault, domestic assault, or suicide, or actually, women in general. If you are a woman, the new healthcare bill may not be right for you.
Party posed a question on Facebook and Twitter, quote, "What's your Obamacare horror story?" The query backfired big time because while there were a few concerns about the cost of premiums and other facets of the law, most of the comments appeared fully supportive of the Affordable Care Act. One person summed up the law this way, quote, "I am actually able to finally afford health insurance. It's awful. I have a doctor I like. My copay is affordable. I'm healthy. It's the worst." Another tweeted her sister, quote, "Was able to get Humira for her rheumatoid arthritis. Saved her ability to walk." Yet another person that when her husband had a brain tumor, they didn't have to, quote, "worry about losing our house." Those sentiments reflect the growing popularity of Obamacare in poll after poll. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll last month, 41% of people said Obamacare is a good idea.
About how bad the GOP plan is. Make no mistake, it's awful. It's on par with Caligula's healthcare plan, all right? Which was shoddy at best. But let's put it this way, all right? Imagine there were a Ferris wheel that was poorly constructed and therefore was decapitating all the riders. And for some reason, each decapitation made a lot of money for the CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, all right? And you were walking by it and you noticed two people standing there arguing over which was worse. The fact that a 10-year-old angel of a child just died on the Ferris wheel or the fact that a 48-year-old asshole just died. Well, one is clearly worse, but you wouldn't weigh in on the debates. You'd probably be like, how do you turn off the fucking Ferris wheel? Shut up! Shut up and turn off the Ferris wheel! They turn off the fucking Ferris wheel, all right? Making money off of the fact that someone is sick or injured or dying can't magically morph into a morally defensible way of doing things any more than a Volkswagen Bug can magically morph into a massive building-sized robot starring in a shitty, shitty movie. And that's why we're the only developed country that deals with healthcare this way. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., the belly of the beast.
Yes.
here, Chicago, it's a shame. And I'm hanging out with Sissy right now. We just want you to have a bear safe. You just scared the shit out of me.
Anxiety, people who sought treatment for panic attacks, people who visited a therapist, people whose therapist has prescribed them 10 milligrams of Prozac, 20 milligrams of Prozac, or 40 milligrams of Prozac. People with depression over the fact there is a stigma over taking Prozac to treat depression, and that even if they do seek treatment, they may not be able to afford treatment if they've ever had trouble eating, sleeping, losing weight, gaining weight, or if you're a man who's had trouble getting or maintaining an erection. Just kidding, that's going to be fully covered by insurance.
Right wing.
Germany, where thousands of protesters are expected to attempt to disrupt the G20 summit, where President Trump is heading next. On Wednesday, anti-G20 protesters danced through the streets of Hamburg under the motto Lieber tanz ich als G20, meaning I prefer to dance than G20. 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 Wednesday's protests come after actions earlier in the week when German police attacked protesters with water cannons as thousands demonstrated against the summit and Trump. The summit is seen by the protest groups as centered around exploitation of people and global resources.
For example, the water cannons yesterday were completely unnecessary.
I prefer to dance than G20.
The atmosphere was peaceful. In general, I think it's really bad that the G20 summit is being held in Hamburg. But I think the police provoked the people and encouraged violence on the streets.
Thoughts and opinions. Boxing.
business. Somebody tell you all those things are just an ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm a Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, the word said no my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is. Yeah, first on my list, I can't resist. Yeah, everyone together now, know that we forever buzz.
He almost wanted to be violent.
Said around 7,500 people took part in the protest. Organizers put the figure at 18,000. For more, we go to Nick Deering, director of Affirmative Justice Now, who released a statement that said,
anti-Trump flags, but really exciting, really young, really enthusiastic protesters. The night before, the police had been a lot more provocative. But I mean, you're certainly talking about many, many, many thousands of protesters so far. One of the theories being put forward here is the police are being particularly provocative in order to put people off coming to the really big protests that are going to happen tomorrow and Saturday. And that may indeed be already working. A lot of people who have got kids in kindergartens here and so on are saying they're not going to bring them into the city tomorrow because they're so scared about what's going to happen. But actually, I'm here at the counter summit, if you like, where we're talking about how to build an alternative world. The background noise is the noise of activism. And everybody here is extremely thoughtful. We're having many debates about the kind of world that we actually want to see, as opposed to the G20 world that's being created.
Just can't get from store-bought vitamins. That's because, as humans, we've been evolving to depend on a rhino horn diet for tens of thousands of years.
Has been astounding audiences with such non-musical sounds, such as sitting at a piano for 4 minutes presenting a silent, or by attaching a contact microphone to his Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water, trying to bypass his own ego, taste, self, or whatever it might be called, to create musical happenings with a network of microphones that record and mix sound, a collision on a street, the closing of a door, a concert, bit variations for group speakers, record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. The annual many of the speakers and microphones were distributed in odd position at each, such as the mic on the street in front of the entrance.
And really a very vibrant mood. Of course, people are scared. I mean, people are scared about what's happening in the world today. The world is in chaos, and Trump is a kind of symbol of that. But at the same time, there's more energy than I've seen for a very long time behind the idea that we need to build something else, something very different. People protesting against him.
another step, another step, another day, another breath,
another breath.
Been chasing dreams, but I never slept.
Then a lease on life is a peace of mind. Seeking to find, I can sleep when I die. Want a piece of the pie, got the keys to the ride. And shit, I'm straight, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, get up my way. I'm running late, what can I say?
I heard you die twice. Once when they bury you in the grave, and the second time is the last time that somebody mentions your name. So when I leave here on this earth, did I take more than I gave? Did I look out for the people, or did I do it all for fame? Legend is Exodus, searching for euphoria, trudging through the mud to find the present, no ignoring us. Got 20,000 deep up in the street like we some warriors. My mama told me never bow your head.
Whoa. I feel good.
COMFM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough, 103.5. LPFM, low power, micro power, but crazy power, cool powers. We are rocking out here on the Furious George Show. And want to just say thanks to all the cool, fun folks who make this electronic equipment snap and crackle, including DJ Smooth Jazz. DJ The Smooth Jazzness. Wanted to send out a shout out to you. You have been making this station rock. Well, Bill before you. Whatever else, whoever else did it before them, who knows? Oh, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, but it was amazing. All the folks who make the amazing things happen here 103.5 WCOMLPFM Chapels. You can learn more about the Furious George Show. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com or email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. Do what you're doing right now. Just keep rocking out however you happen to be doing that. Your white background. And also, can't get this incredibly cool new album out of my head. Here's some more of that Kendrick Lamar. Thanks for listening to my Power Radio. I'm furious!
Transform like this, perform like this. What shouts you a new weapon? I don't contemplate, I meditate. They're off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burgers, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well hit, cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And pessimist, I've struck my nerve. And that's a riff from the pleader's case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live a fucking life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, I'm not just. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, beaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eating four daughters, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching till the fan, I'm watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never on, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise, I just penetrate. Sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your back. You ain't sick enough to quit it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the line of sight. You ain't running straight, she's gonna be my fate. You're gonna be a freak, gonna be a
I prefer to dance than G20.